fair to say that wasn't maybe your best performance, but ground out the win?
No, certainly to say. I think it was probably one of the toughest games that I played since I've been over here. Typical game between two teams that are top teams in the category, and where the level, the values of the teams are very similar. So there's a kind of balance, equilibrium, whatever you want to call on the pitch, and you just have to be patient, work hard, keep working hard, and wait for your opportunity to come and be, you know, I try to score. That's what exactly what happened today. Don't forget also it was the fifth game within 2 weeks, and that counts for us, counts for them. So the quality of the team, the quality of the game cannot be fantastic, and I acknowledge that. But as I said, we show a lot of character to win this game, and that is something that will be very important from now on until the end of the season.
Frankly, the passing game seems slightly off today.
Yeah.
And really, to be fair, set up to do that, they press the ball.
Yeah. No.
But the goal came, was it significant, the best passing movement you had in the match?
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, it's... the game was completely flat. I mean, we were not creating enough. They were not creating enough. They were good, to be honest, because they pressed well all over the pitch and they kept the ball quite well. So that was the difficulty, because it was difficult for us to keep the ball, and it was tough to get it back today because of the quality, the experience that they have in the side. Then we tried to change it. We made a change. We sacrificed one midfielder for another striker, trying to change the balance, and it worked. And I'm delighted. But again, I repeat, it was a tough game.
Very sweetly struck shot for the goal.
Sorry.
Very sweetly struck.
Very sweet strike from the ball from a player that. We're all very affectionate to him because he really works hard, very hard all the time, and he hasn't been playing much, but when he comes, he's always important. So I'm delighted for Batocchi.
Could they have had a penalty in the second half of the game?
Yes, I think we could have had a penalty as well. So I don't think he was a big one. And again, as I said, the referee didn't blow, so... What can I say? It is the same old story, you know. The referee hasn't seen, and in this case, I'm glad because he was on the other side. Maybe if it was for me, I would be complaining. But I don't think he was a penalty. No, I was only joking. Don't take me. I said it's. He didn't look like he was a penalty.
He
didn't look like, from my position. He didn't look like he was
an offside goal as well. What was your view on that? An offside goal as well.
Yeah, I thought that. The offside was given much a long time before they scored, and I saw it straight away. But it was an offside. I saw it again. It was an offside. To be honest,
because you can't quite see the line.
No, I saw it, and to be fair, it was an offside. But
it
was an offside. No, it was an offside. But the lineman blew put his flag off way before the goal was scored. When the pass was gone to the wide man, then when the linesman put the flag off, so. They scored 2 or 3 seconds later, so we could have avoided that. I think some of my players, they saw the linesman, so...
But just go back to that penalty, when you seem to play the ball slightly short to Lloyd...
Yes, I think...
He sort of tried to get past Irini then, and see, or Irini.
No, I think it was the pass was from Medine. It wasn't a great pass. Shouldn't have done it in first place. And Lloyd went to try to kick it, but the men tried to get. They got all together. But as soon as I think he felt it, and he went on the floor straight away. But I don't think it was a penalty.
Were you pleased with the way that your side saw out the win after you did score? Obviously, considering the way things went on Tuesday, where after that, they kind of. conceded
yeah.
two goals. You were pretty comfortable, weren't you, after the goal?
Yeah, we were comfortable. To be honest, they, as I said, they made a big effort to hold the ball well, and they did it, and they achieved that task. But they were not posing a big threat, to be honest, when they were coming forward. But after that, I think we learned from the game we played against Norwich, and everyone was tuned in, and they worked hard to defend the goal, and it worked quite well.
You just go back to the conversation we had after the Doncaster game.
Yeah.
Is this game again evidence that Watford, for all the high goal scoring, this is 20 goals now, are going to have to grind out more results because the opposition are more aware of you?
Yeah.
After the Doncaster game, you were saying that, you know, this is the way a lot of games will be.
Yeah, no, there is without doubt. Anyway, we're going to keep scoring goals. I have no doubt that we're going to score goals. The point is that games like this with the opposition so strong, so organized on the pitch, you have to be able to maintain the, keep control of the games, keep control of the game. Last year, it happened that sometimes with the fans, we found teams that they were playing well against us, but we didn't have the patience to wait for the right opportunity. We kept going, and it ended up that we lost many games like that. This year, I think the team is more mature, and he learned his lesson, and is going well. So I'm pleased, because obviously championship are won not only playing fantastic football and dominating the opposition. Sometimes you have to really be able to get the best out of it, and today was the case.
But because this season Watford has seen as a top team, like having been in the playoff final, whereas last year it did come as a bit of a surprise package. You're saying at the same last year, you're so many points behind where you are now. Probably came as a surprise to some teams. You were scoring four at Birmingham, six at Leeds. But of course, teams are well warned now. They know you're coming.
No, they know. It's without doubt that, Wigan came over here and they played only with one striker and a lot of midfielders. And there is the demonstration that they have respect for this Watford, which is pleasant in a way, but in another way I would have avoided it. But that's the story. That's the way we have to face it. Certainly people they know us better. But I think we know more about the championship, about the system we play, and I think the team is getting stronger.
It was two substitutes who contributed to the goal. Is it again evidence of just how strong the squad is, and almost how the players that are starting really do need to perform, because the people of the same quality just waiting on the bench?
I think that is a very important point, because I cannot think of winning a championship without with 11 players, especially when you play so many games in such a short space of time. You need to have people that they come in and they do the job. Also, games where there's tactically they are stuck, the games are stuck, and you need people to come on and make a difference. And I think today was the case, and of course I'm delighted that he was us that made a difference.
You've been late this week with Sunderland, John. What's your response to that? Are you presumably happy?
No, I said thank you very much. I'm obviously delighted that the interest, it means that my job has been appreciated and noticed. That, but I like what here. I like talking to you. What would you do if I leave you? It wouldn't be the same thing, so I cannot do that to you.
You're clear you've got the foundation here.
I believe in this project. It's we've been working one year and a half on this project, and we like what we're doing, and we think we've got a future. So at the moment, I'm pleased to stay away.
If I build a stand, you might have four.
They are already working on it, and that shows that the club is going in the right direction.
Has there been any formal interest from Sunderland, or is it just paper talk at the moment?
Well, I kindly said that when I was asked publicly that I was happy here, so I don't think I gave an opportunity to anybody to make an approach.
Thank you.